Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays. Focus Fridays is being brought to you by
Hobbins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire.
I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays, and joining with me today is the Ohio Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge. Thank you, Director Baldridge, for joining in for Focus Fridays with us. We appreciate your time here, and welcome to our little Holmes County show.
Love it, Melissa. Looking forward to a great conversation about agriculture here today.
Exactly. And being Holmes County, we have a ton of agriculture here. So your job and what you're doing is very important to how we can function. And just to kind of get a little background, how did you get into the Director of Agriculture position for the state of Ohio?
Well, Melissa, that might consume our whole time, but I guess to really dial in and look at it, agriculture has been a way of life for me. Grew up on our family farm in Adams County, still farm today in Adams County. I have a seventh generation on the farm now. We've got little grandbabies running around, which are ninth generation, and it's truly a way of life. Not a lot of difference probably in Adams County and Holmes County as we look at the agricultural side of things. I was a local government individual. I started as a township trustee, a couple terms there, and I was on the Ohio Township Board of Directors, which probably was my first step as you look back in life leading to this opportunity where I got to where I am today. And after that, I was a county commissioner for four terms and again on the County Commissioner's Board of Directors. 2019, I ran for the legislature and went into the House. My previous rep was term limited out and went into the Ohio House and served in there. I'd started my third term and this position here at the Department of Agriculture came available, and I guess the rest is history from that standpoint.
So you have a very wide range of experiences that you bring into this position that I'm sure can be very helpful in what you do.
Yeah, as we think about it, you know, we were a farm growing up that we were very diverse. You know, we had cattle, hogs, and sheep, all three, and about 60 sows, 30 head of beef cattle, and then even had some sheep running around the farm. We were tobacco farmers. And then probably what was unique more than anything was my dad was an agronomist, and we had an agricultural seed business, and we actually grew hybrid seed corn in southern Ohio, which is not the norm, but we did that. It was a great way of life. Now we're a little more streamlined, like a lot of farms here across the state. You know, we're kind of corn and beans, and then we still raise cattle, about 60 head of cow-calf operation. But all those different experiences, I look back on life, those experiences in life, and they truly have been helpful. As we think about programs here at ODA, the 25 different programs that we have supporting Ohio agriculture, a lot of the conversations and a lot of my experiences, I can lean into and have a more in-depth conversation just because it's been a way of life. And I explained in an interview in my first year as being interviewed down at State Fair and by a local news channel. And I said, you know, I grew up around the hog barn here showing pigs at a county level, regional level, state level, and national level. I raised my kids on this fairground, and we look to the oldest grandbaby now being six, looking forward to the next generation of young people being in whatever barn so they desire to be in, showing those wonderful agricultural commodity products that we have all across our state.
Now, coming in with all that experience, is there anything that is required of you to be the director, any certain certifications or anything like that? Or were they just really looking for somebody with a lot of experience?
Yeah, no actual requirements. Obviously, to have an agricultural background is key. You know, we think about here on our campus here at ODA, our next door is the fire marshal, and he serves at the pleasure of the director of commerce, and then the director of commerce answers to the governor. But in that standpoint, obviously, that experience in serving in roles of CC services is critical. In this case, understanding the in-depth dynamic of what it means to our economy here in Ohio and understanding how diverse agriculture is in Ohio is a key component of the role. But yeah, no requirements per se, but obviously that knowledge is I see it and feel it every day in my role. Thank goodness for those experiences throughout life, because they have helped me tremendously serve in this role.
Life experiences are some of the best teachers.
Absolutely.
We've got more to come with the Ohio Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge, for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. We're jumping back in here with the Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge. I am Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays for WKLM. And now, as you are in charge of, you know, being the agriculture for across Ohio, which Ohio is very rich in, do you have sort of a typical daily process, or do you just have every day is something different?
Well, I would go with the latter. With how diverse Ohio is, every day is a new day, it seems like. You know, as we think about Ohio agriculture and what it means to our economy, you know, one of the largest industries here in our state, $124 billion industry. But what makes that unique is we have over 200 different crops and livestock that are grown right here in Ohio, supported by our 76,500 farms. And, you know, that's covering about 13.5 million acres of productive farmland here in Ohio. So it is truly, every day is a new day. But as we think about the agency as a whole, Department of Agriculture, and obviously I serve at the pleasure of Governor Mike DeWine, who has an agricultural background as well, which is, I tell folks that is amazing, because I talk with my colleagues all across the country. And a lot of times, you know, at a gubernatorial level, maybe the governor doesn't really know as much and understand what we do in agriculture. And to have a governor that understands that, it's been really exciting to serve at that. Now, I will say it probably creates a few more emails that I have to respond to, because he gets it, right? So he has those questions that he wants to talk about.
And just say, no, just trust me, because he knows.
100%. So, but as we think about the structure here at our agency, you know, that just under 500 employees that are scattered, not only here on our campus, but scattered all across the state, making sure that, you know, we are protecting Ohio agriculture and supporting Ohio agriculture. And those different 25 programs and divisions that truly span the vast variety of agriculture here in the state. You know, our structure is pretty streamlined, but also, you know, diversing out over 25 different programs, it can be challenging at times. But folks here, when I came into the role just almost 4 years ago, my phone immediately, as announcement was made, started blowing up. And they said, boy, the folks that work at the Ohio Department of Agriculture are just amazing. They believe in what they do. They believe in this great industry. And I get to tell people each and every day the passion of the employees that work here that lift up and support agriculture is amazing. And they do a tremendous job. So I'm just thankful to just be at the lead of this agency. But it's truly the people within our agency is what makes it so great that we support Ohio and keep Ohioans safe. And I love to say, you know, the 1% of Ohio farmers, we love to feed the 100%. And that's feeding Ohioans and feeding the world.
We've got more to come with the Ohio Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge, for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. We're going to jump back into conversation with Ohio Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge, for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. And it's interesting with Ohio, some states, their ag director has a pretty similar landscape across the whole state. But Ohio varies very much between the different parts of the state. It's got to be interesting making sure that you're reaching all the needs, you know, between somewhere like Holmes County versus farms in Northwest versus Southeast. There, it's very different landscaping.
You are absolutely correct. And probably, and I'll dive into one of the priorities that I saw that I brought to the forefront coming into the role for almost 4 years ago. International trade marketing, one of the things that program that had used to been located here at ODA supporting agriculture, but had been shifted to the Department of Development. Liddy Mihalik, Director of Development, was doing great things in international trade and marketing. But I wanted to bring that role back and say that I wanted somebody that was going to think about it all day long. And then go to bed and dream about it, how we can help promote Ohio agricultural products. And to dial in to your point of understanding, I didn't realize I was going to have to do some travel, international travel. So, but and this is where I'm going with this. I had an opportunity to go to Panama on a trade mission with four other colleagues from across the United States, South Carolina, Mississippi, Montana, and Arizona, and of course, Ohio. But to be looking and talking with retail entities and wholesale food, agricultural entities, and to understand how in the middle of almost every conversation Ohio was. But then my colleagues, whether it was the director in Montana, you know, she was really, really dialed into just a very few, you know, they had, you know, they're big in lentils, chickpeas, and some wheat and some barley, but just nothing compared to Ohio and having that 200 different diverse crops and livestock species. And then on top of it, so much food processing as well as our agricultural industry supports, you know, the manufacturing side of things when it comes to food processing. So trying to dial on into that point of just realizing how truly Ohio truly is the heart of it all. And it really is dialed in when it comes to Ohio. Now, when you start, as you described, the different, you know, we can divide Ohio a little bit into four sectors. You know, we get up into the old Black Swamp up in Northwest Ohio where, and I know this is a radio podcast, but, you know, I know nobody can see me, but I say it's so flat up in Northwest Ohio, it messes my hair up. Well, I would tell you, I don't have that much hair and I keep it really tight. You and I have met, you know what my hairline is. So, but to that point, you know, very, very great for row crop. You know, I came to town. I remember working on some work as a township trustee on the board of directors and saw an Ohio guy here. And I thought, boy, myself and another colleague from another county who was a township trustee, we're going to really take a deep dive into fence line law because we care about that in Southern Ohio because we have in Southeast Ohio, because we have so much more cattle grazing that goes on just because of the different landscape. Then I found out, wait a minute, my colleagues that were trustees in Northwest Ohio, get rid of those fences. They're hitting our corn planters. We're making the turn. We don't want them, you know? So it goes to show how diverse Ohio is. And then we go from Holmes County to Adams County, right? We're a lot the same, but we are different. And then you dive into a Vinton County versus a Paulding County. You know, those, again, row crop fields, corn and beans, wheat. But then you get into that Vinton County, and it's a lot of pasture ground. The bottoms and the tops of the hills is where the row crops are at a very lower level, smaller level. But it works for that agricultural economy in the local community. So I know that was a long topic, but I think to your point, it really emphasizes how important it is to talk about how diverse Ohio is and what we bring to not only our state's conversation of agriculture, but the national conversation of agriculture.
And we've got so much more to chat with the Ohio Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge, with. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are back with the Ohio Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge, for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. With you, you said you've been in the director position now for about 4 years. Was there any goals that you had coming into it that you wanted to do for agriculture in Ohio that you're like, this is something I need to do?
I mentioned just a little bit ago, the international trade and marketing. You know, that is one of the things because it goes to support ODA. We have a diverse regulatory base, whether it's our food safety, meat processing, plant health, disease response through our animal health division, some of those things. But the one I wanted to focus on, because those are well orchestrated, driven by Ohio statute, by the Ohio Revised Code. So those are well foundationally put in place. Now, we tweak those all the time, making sure that we're doing the best. We're decreasing regulation when we can. If we need to tweak something, you know, as we think about all of a sudden we've got the first detection here in the United States on New World screwworm that just hit into Texas. You know, will there be some regulatory change that need to be made because of that? But as we think about lifting up, supporting, controlling our destiny in the ag community, international trade marketing is where we can make the biggest difference, supporting our commodities. I just had an opportunity about a month ago to go on a trade mission with Ohio Soybean Council to Japan and Vietnam, and realizing that Ohio is ranked number 7 in soybeans, but we're ranked 2nd in soybeans as far as container shipments. One of our strongest markets is Japan. So we were able to go meet with the industry in Japan and then transition over to Vietnam as we looked at the new and growing markets that we can really take advantage of in Vietnam. So I enjoyed the trip. Not a big traveler when it comes to international. I kind of love Ohio a lot. But it was great to make sure that we were lifting up and supporting those markets and keeping those markets in Japan. But taking advantage of an opportunity for an up-and-coming country that has an interest in growing their needs of Ohio agricultural commodity products. So it was exciting to be part of that. But that's the foundation. That's the program that I wanted to lift up more than anything, because it supports all of our different areas. We were focusing on soybeans that day, but you know, the deputy minister in Vietnam pulled me aside and says, "Hey, I want to talk about corn and I want to talk about hardwoods." I said, "All day long." So we were able to come home, connect dots with the government over there, and to connect those dots to help try to grow other sectors of agricultural products here in Ohio.
And a lot of people don't realize how much wood comes out of Holmes County, too, providing hardwood furniture and things. And we've got the Furniture Guild and all of that. So that internationally can affect Holmes County as well.
100%. That is a great statement. What happens truly in Holmes County can have an impact to the local economy, but Holmes County can have an impact to the national world economy.
With that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with more from Ohio Director of Agriculture Brian Baldridge for Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick. Diving back in here with the Ohio Director of Agriculture Brian Baldridge. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM's Focus Fridays. And is there anything, any projects that you guys are working on at the Department of Agriculture that we can look forward to seeing roll out this year or anything like that that may help farmers or folks?
Sure. Probably one of the biggest construction project going on here at ODA is the replacement of our animal disease diagnostic lab, which will now be renamed as Ohio Veterinary Laboratory. And that building served us and the members that serve in our animal health division. That building has served us well, but it's over 60 years old with three remodels. And it's hard to remodel an older building to be an efficient laboratory. With the support of the General Assembly and Governor Mike DeWine, we were able to secure funding about 5 years ago in a capital budget to build a brand new animal disease diagnostic lab. That construction is continuing, but we will be cutting that ribbon by the end of this year and opening that up. Right now, Ohio, we do, for Ohio's industry, we do over 500,000 tests. All kinds of different disease tests, whether it be tests that need to be done to try to diagnose issues in livestock, or it is tests that are required before livestock can be transported. So we do over 500,000 tests. Right now, we provide about 30% of the tests needed here in Ohio to our Ohio agricultural partners. And I'm a huge buy local person. So I look forward to the opportunity saying we are serving all or 100% of the needs of Ohio diagnostic lab testing here at our laboratories. So this new lab will be tremendous opportunity to lift that up, to support our livestock partners, to continue to support Ohio agriculture.
And kind of one thing that I wanted to mention that I don't think people realize that the Ohio Department of Agriculture does as well is they can help folks get loans to buy homes in rural areas. You can't use it in cities, but it's not just helping farmers, but just the general rural area as well.
Yeah, now, you know, as far as that program and where you're describing that, that dials into our great partners at the federal level, USDA, Rural Development, some of those program agencies that we collaborate with on a regular basis are those federal programs. And they do bring a lot to help rural communities here in our state. Great relationship with the USDA. We do many partnerships with not only USDA, but FDA. You know, it's that federal programs, but partnerships more at a local level. And I love that. And being an old local government person, you know, we manage programs for the federal government. But then, you know, we think about our counties partner with the state and manage programs at a county level. So I think that's critical. I always love to say it's better done at home versus than in D.C. So anytime we can dial those programs either back into our state level or even taking them to the county level, it is so much more productive. And even if it's a regulatory space, it's still done better at a local level because it's the people in the community that can work together, that know each other, have the relationships.
And I say that because I got to take advantage of it. I am not a farmer. I grew up on a farm, but we just rented the house and the owner farmed. But I was able to utilize through the Department of Agriculture. And so it, people think, oh, well, I'm not a farmer. The Department of Agriculture isn't, can't affect me or help me. But you guys collaborating can help a lot of folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And is there anything else that maybe you guys do that people don't know the Department of Agriculture does, kind of like we hit that one, or that you want to share as we're moving into the halfway point of 2026 already that our audience here in Holmes County might be interested in?
Sure, and I'll just kind of high level, and because I love to tell people, and so many folks are like, okay, Department of Agriculture, and explain that. And I think there's a first mindset, oh, okay, they're cows and plows. No, we're so much more than that. You know, as we think about, you know, just I'll put in perspective of some of our different programs and divisions. You know, our food safety division, working with businesses that are processing foods each and every day, making sure that health is a top priority, safety first, as I love to say that with my grandbaby. You know, our veterinary medicine division, led by our state vet, our animal health division, and just making sure that we are working with private sector vets all across the state, our livestock industry, making sure that disease pressures and disease responses are prepared for in all levels. And when something does happen, whether it was almost 2 years ago, we had a massive outbreak of HPAI in Ohio, those responses are in place, and we are ready to support our industry when something negative happens from that standpoint. Or we think about our water quality program, which is our H2 Ohio program. A vision of Governor Mike DeWine when he came into the administration. I was at that time in the legislature and got to be part of that on finance committee where he brought the H2 Ohio program. And it's truly looking at all sectors of life here in Ohio. Three agencies basically work on this together. It's Ohio Department of Agriculture, it's Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and Ohio EPA. And we work on it from different areas, but we all come together with one initiative, and that's to make sure water quality here in Ohio is left better for the next generation than what we found it during our generation. That's mainly dealing with the algae blooms that occurred in Lake Erie, but it's looking at how in the agricultural sector we can improve and making sure that we put on the exact amount of nutrient that we need on our fields. And we put on exactly what we need so that when we harvest that crop, that nutrient is removed from the fields. And there's no chance of that ending up into our, you know, ditches off our fields, ending up to our creeks, ending up our rivers, and ending up in Lake Erie, where we are challenged with algae blooms. So it's a great program. It's a incentivized program for the ag community. Holmes County is part of that program. I know we have participants in a number of our counties all across the state. And that program started in Northwest Ohio because of the Maumee Basin that drains into Lake Erie, and then it expanded to the Western Lake Erie Basin. We went from 14 counties to 24 counties, but then 2 years ago, we kind of said with a pretty strong message is, hey, best practices in water quality are important for Northwest Ohio, but no, wait a minute. We should be doing them in Northeast, Southeast, Southwest. So to expand that program statewide was a great opportunity. And I love to say our farmers are our number one conservationists each and every day. We want to do what's right. We care about soil health. We care about water quality. It is part of our foundational business model. Without those two important things, without that, we don't survive and we don't do what we do best, and that's feed Ohio and feed the world. And then we think about just different skill sets and different employment opportunities. I love to talk to young people and even, you know, adults throughout life. We have so many different areas of job creation, even just here at ODA, whether it's those meat inspectors, those vets, those lab scientists, the engineers that look at our DLAP program, which is our CAFO program, which are concentrated animal feeding facilities, those larger areas, marketing specialists. We have a legal team of lawyers. We have a communication division. So we're very diverse here as far as our our different programs and divisions. I've said it before, 25 different programs and divisions, 5 laboratories located here at the Department of Agriculture, mixed in of our 10 buildings here on our campus of 160 acres. So it's pretty neat, and people are always surprised as we think about how many different opportunities there are for that person looking for a job opportunity. We're pretty diverse here at ODA.
We've got one last segment with the Ohio Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. And we're back for one last time with Ohio Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge, for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. And you can be a part of the ODA without having to be a farmer because, like you mentioned, it's about conserving, too, and being in that conservation and really trying to make it best practice for everybody in the state.
Absolutely. And, one of the things that, and this dials back to the marketing and how important and critical Ohio is to just agriculture in general. I'll give you some fun facts. Whether it's, we're number one in Swiss cheese. Who knew, right? Everybody thinks Wisconsin. Well, I know. I love it. So I love to just kind of dig a little bit of my great friend in Wisconsin. And then, egg production, we're number two across the country. Iowa's got us by a little bit, but we do a tremendous amount of egg production. Soybeans are number 5, corn is number 7, dairy industry is number 12, and just go down that list and realize how impactful Ohio is when it comes to agriculture. And this is a farm person. I didn't know a lot of those details, and now I live it every day, and I get to showcase it every day, and I love doing that and just promoting what agriculture is, and then shifting into the aspect of just safeguarding our food supply, protecting our consumers. We think about plant and animal health and protecting those resources. It's just it's a wonderful agency that does so much more than just cows and plows.
Exactly. And you running through all of that list there, people listening can be like, oh, well, Holmes County does that. We do that too. And you don't realize that our small little county is helping to contribute to those number 2s, number 5s, number 1s. We're a huge part of that.
Absolutely. And I describe it, and I'll describe it on the state level, but also the county level. Agriculture, there aren't really county lines. Yes, we all, we're proud of our 88 counties. But when it comes to agriculture, erase those lines. I mean, when it comes to agriculture, erase those state lines. As we dealt with HPAI, the bird flu outbreak, we had to depopulate through our regulatory process and trying to stop disease response about 15.5 million birds, mainly in Dark and Mercer County, because that's where most of them are located. That's where the populace was of that disease. And it's one of those things to where migratory birds spread that. But once it gets into an area, we had to be very aggressive as we were depopulating to try to stop that disease. But we erased the state line and go to 2 more counties just to the west in Indiana, and then that number goes to 20 million birds. So realizing, again, when it comes to agriculture, we support, love our individual communities, our individual counties, and our individual states. But when it comes to agriculture, we're all in this together.
And you got to be.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, well, I think that we've kind of covered as much as we can squeeze into our time here today. I do appreciate you joining in, sharing what you do, sharing your position, and sharing the fun information and facts that you've learned being the director.
Well, Melissa, it was great to meet you. I'm so excited to be part of this conversation here today. And, again, we want to make sure that if anybody does have questions, we're there to answer questions, to support ag community, to support food processors, to support small businesses. And we had a great opportunity to meet at one of your local wineries. As June is Ohio Wine Month. Another fun fact, I can't close, it's a good time to close out, but, as we think about 430 wineries scattered all across our states, part of our local communities. Those wineries truly had that niche market. In June, again, Ohio Wine Month, I get to travel around and hear some of those stories of those small businesses that do have an impact in their communities, in their counties, and to the state. As we think about the state picture, 430 wineries, $6.6 billion industry, and 41,000 full-time jobs accredited to the wine and juice, grape juice industry. So it's just not wine. It's grape juice as well. And we also want to promote our app that we have that supports kind of that wine trail, if you want to look at it as a sense of realizing that you can get on the VIP Ohio Wine. And as you travel around the state and stop in and want to check out one of those locations, just to realize how interesting and how important part of they are to the local communities.
Going to all those is just one of the perks of the job, right?
June is a rough month for me, but I have to push through it. But no, it is so interesting. And I love the conversation of just hearing how that cohesiveness of that winery creates that bringing people together, their community. Every one of them has a different story. Every one of them caters to that local community and understanding their own business model that works for their winery, their vineyard, their small farm. It's a pretty neat story to tell.
Exactly. We have some gorgeous ones here in our area that contribute to those 432. So, well, I thank you so much for your time joining with me today, Director Baldridge.
What a great conversation as we support one of our top industries, $124 billion industry. And again, we as farmers love to feed Ohioans and we love to feed the world. Thank you.
That was Ohio Director of Agriculture Brian Baldridge. For WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobbrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Make sure to tune in each Friday in the 9 a.m. hour for Focus Fridays. If you happen to miss an episode of Focus Fridays, you can go to our website, WKLMFM.com, click on the Focus Fridays icon, and then the episode that you missed from there. In the next episode of Focus Fridays, we focus in on the Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District with Executive Director Craig Butler and Director of Marketing and Communications, Adria Bergeron, all here on your hometown radio 95.3 WKLM.